Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 19 regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Valerie Fleming is a 61-year-old woman who reports she injured her left hand at work on 6-21-20. Apparently, she slipped and fell in the hallway, striking the back of her hand. Apparently, she went to WorkNet afterwards, paired with this. In subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a broken hand. Pritch reports undergoing surgery in July, August, and December, completing her course of active treatment in September 2021. Period. New paragraph. For the treatment record supplied, Ms. Fleming was seen at WorkNet on 6-23-20. One day after her initial evaluation, but 2 days after falling while walking at work, landing onto her left side. Period. She was unclear if she hit a wall when she fell. Period. She presented to have x-rays done that were ordered at the previous visit. Period. There was a minimally displaced fracture of the distal fifth metacarpal. Period. She also offered new complaints involving the right shoulder and left wrist. Period. She was placed on ibuprofen and an Evolar splint. Period. The radiologist's interpretation of the x-ray was acute fracture of the distal aspect of the fifth metacarpal with mild displacement. Here in the paragraph, Ms. Fleming was then seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 6-30-20, period. He noted she had been splinted and denied prior issues with her hand, period. He reviewed the x-rays that showed moderate displacement with malrotation of the fifth metacarpal neck fracture. Period. Her original films were read as mild displacement. Period. They discussed treatment options and he recommended a closed reduction with possible ORIF. Period. On 7-8-20 he did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up and had serial x-rays done. Period. New paragraph. Additional surgical procedures were performed. Period. These were done on 12-18-20 and 3-26-21, both to be inserted here. Period. She continued to be followed by Dr. Lipschultz through 9-2-21. Period. She had some persistent stiffness in the small finger. Apparently, she still lacked motion of her MCP joint of that finger, as well as one finger breadth of flexion of the fingertips to the distal palmar crease. Period. She had a flexion contracture of the PIP joint. Apparently, she could actively flex 90 degrees, but lacked about 35 degrees of extension. Apparently, she was back working full duty. At that time, he discharged her from care and maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She continuously rubbed her left hand with the right. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed open-heeled surgical scarring in a somewhat zigzag fashion. Overlying the left fist metacarpal, measuring 2 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was a flexion deformity of the left small finger with 35 degrees of MCP flexion. Period. PIP flexion was fixed at 45 degrees. Period. motion of the remaining finger joints, as well as both shoulders, elbows, and wrists were full bilaterally without crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Appeared there was a bony protrusion on the proximal aspect of the scar. Appeared she was tender to palpation on the volar fifth metacarpal, but there was none on the left, none on the right. Manual muscle testing was 5-minus for left pinch grip and wrist flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. Impressions. On 6/21/20, Valerie Fleming fell at work, injuring her left hand. Appeared she had scratched that. She was seen at WorkNet the following day, where x-rays were thought to demonstrate a fracture. Appeared she was placed in a splint and continued to be seen at WorkNet. Appeared she came under the care of Dr. Lipschultz on 6/30/20. Appeared he then performed a series of surgical interventions that will be inserted here. Appeared she was monitored with serial x-rays as well. Appeared as of her last visit on 9/2/21, he noted persistent stiffness and placed her at maximum medical improvement. Appeared in paragraph of the current examination, found there to be decreased range of motion with the left small finger. Appeared there was healed surgical scarring overlying the left fifth metacarpal with a bony protrusion on its proximal aspect. Appeared provocative maneuvers were negative for instability of compression neuropathy. Period. Hand dynamometry was decreased on the left compared to the right in a consistent fashion. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical spine where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period, and that is the end.